I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, I am chatting with one of my lovely members who just graduated, Elena. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I'm so excited.
Do you want to start with, just share with everybody a little bit about where you are now, where you're located, your title, and a bit about your group practice?
Yes, absolutely. I own the Wolf Center, and we're just outside DC in Montgomery County, Bethesda, Rockville area. And we serve DC, Maryland, Virginia, and then we also serve international coaching clients.
Amazing. Okay. And how many therapists do you have on your team right now?
So right now it's 5 therapists, and I also have an intern and the international coach. So depends on how you look at it.
Good. Like 7 people. That's amazing. Yeah. Let's rewind, shall we? Because I think that's really where a lot of listeners are. And share a little bit about like why you decided to scale. Let's start there.
Yeah. So basically I was seeing during COVID, things were booming. Prior to, I just kept growing and growing, and I was starting to burn out. So probably about 5 years in, I would say, where I was just starting to feel, I already had one associate, I guess 1.5. I was about to hire my second. So I was on that path, but I started to feel exhausted. I was just feeling like I was seeing so many clients, I couldn't keep up. And I just felt like I was pouring from an empty cup.
Yeah. The people listening are like, that is my life. And then I began to get resentful with the ceiling because the only way I could have a better life was working more. And for me, I got pregnant. I was like, oh God, what do I do now? kind of thing. Did you have a rock bottom moment?
I had several, but yes, I definitely remember just staring at the wall, like after work and feeling empty and to be honest, depressed. Like mm-hmm. I felt alone. That was another thing, just the loneliness of just doing it all by myself.
Yes. It's so heavy for one human.
Heavy. It's heavy. And it's funny you mentioned kids. Like I knew one day I want to have a family. And I was like, how am I going to be able to prepare myself for my future?
Yes.
How can I function like this sustainably?
Yes, definitely. For me too, I always talk about the burnout barometer. So for me, when I would get home to my family and I had no conversation left in me, I literally was like, no, sorry, nobody talked to me. I just want to watch TV. That was my, whoa, Nicole, what's going on here? You have nothing left for the people who matter.
Okay. That's so funny you say that. I literally noticed I was starting to lose friends and just feel alienated from the people around me. I just was like not there, even though I had people around me, it felt as though my relationships were just like, they were at the very bottom of the totem pole. Yes. I knew more about all my clients and my business than anybody in my personal life.
Oh, wow. I think that's going to resonate with a lot of people. Now, when you said, okay, I am going to hire, let's start with what you tried that didn't work.
I'd like to say it was very organized, but it was not. So I have ADHD. And so it just was like, I'm doing this. Yes. And I was very lucky that people started reaching out to me, an intern or somebody else or a clinician started reaching out to me with curiosity of either joining the practice or learning about the practice. So that sort of began the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was a matter of, do I see something in this person? Do I feel like this could be an asset to my team? And I went with it. Honestly, it was a lot of gut decisions. I've now maybe learned that all of the decisions that I made weren't exactly, it worked out, but they weren't exactly maybe always the most strategic and business savvy.
But well, we don't know business. So we just really are like, okay, I go with my gut typically. So I'll just do that here. Yeah,
exactly.
I found that I made mistakes before I had a map. I was just, I said this before, like I was in a dark forest and there was all these paths, these business growth paths, and it was just me. So I would be walking down one path and be like, oh, that didn't work. And then fumble and walk down the other path and nope, in the dark again.
That is so wild. You just said that. I think that really, I'm big on nature and hiking and that really resonates for me. And it's so funny because I do cacao ceremonies and these spiritual ceremonies now. And I just had a vision of me being in the woods and being able to sit down and feel settled for the first time in years. Like I could just sit down and breathe. But that really, that's exactly, it just felt like there were so many directions and I felt so lost.
Yes. And a team could set you free. But also it's this, of course, in my business coaching program, I taught you this, it's the systems. When we met, how many people were on your team?
So I actually, when we met, I already had basically the whole team.
Yes.
So it's not that, and I don't want to take away, the program allowed me to take the team and do with the team what I really needed it to do. So I did add an admin while I was working with you because my admin was with me for a number of years prior to working with you. However, I realized how much I needed and how important the admin was. So working with you helped solidify and make me figure out, okay, what operations do I need to do? What systemization do I need to do with what I have? Otherwise, I think it would have fallen apart.
Did you feel the overwhelm shift? Because now the questions aren't going to you. There's a system in place that they go to and it's not you. So you get that freedom.
100%. Yes. I'm still working on that. I'm not going to pretend, but it is, that has lifted tremendously. I've had a lot of personal health issues actually while I was in the program. And I was like getting surgery and getting these procedures done. And I didn't worry about checking my email and things like that. Did I feel like I need to at some point? For sure.
Yeah.
But somebody was on it. Somebody was taking care of it. And
that is freedom. Oh my gosh, that is freedom. And I hear that from the other members. And for me, it was, I could take Lucas to as many appointments and just not worry. And it's all running and the income's coming in.
Yes. And I think we underestimate, I know I do, and I've had all sorts of health things throughout my life, and we underestimate the time commitment that requires. So much time. I know you've talked about Lucas. That's money. And if I'm having to see clients for every hour, I can't do both.
Exactly. Yeah. I think a lot of people, they are where you were, burnt out. And for 2 years, it took me to scale. Like 2 years, I just didn't know the first step. So I did nothing because I didn't want to make the wrong step. And so how did you overcome any limiting beliefs where it's, okay, I'm actually going to become a boss. Like that's a big deal. I'm going to hire.
Yeah. Actually, your program helped me a lot with the mindset for sure. That was one of the big assets. Thinking of myself, I already had started to identify myself as an entrepreneur and a boss lady, but your program helped me really own that and embody it. So I think that's a key thing. Again, I think it comes back to trusting that is what I'm living. Like I'm living now a different role, I guess I should say. Yes. I'm living in the role of, I'm not just clinician. I am a business owner. Those are multiple jobs in one. Mm-hmm. So really understanding for myself, my job, and you said this, thinking about during those hours where I'm not seeing clients and I'm doing all these other things, what amount of money is coming in? What is happening while I'm working on marketing or all these other...
Yeah, on the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So really remembering, and I think your program helped me remember why I'm doing this. And I have notes on my computer that remind me, why am I doing this and what's happening? And that was your suggestion that really helped me tremendously.
Yes.
Stay with that. Because otherwise it's really easy to feel nervous. I'm not making as much money.
Yes. Okay. I love this. It's funny because I see people, one of our members got a pool and all of a sudden that's expensive to get a pool. And the bill came in because she got all these things. And it was her instinct to say, I'm just going to go back to seeing clients because I know it's guaranteed. I see somebody, I get paid. I see somebody, I get paid. But I coached her in, okay, wait, but remember, put a sticky note that you actually make 40% if you don't, and the growth is exponential. That's what I think community and coach is important because our tendency is just to go back to the way we've always done things. And then guess what? We don't grow.
Yes. And okay, that's funny you said that. Full disclosure, I just froze my eggs, which I am completely open about and I want to talk about because I think a lot of us don't talk about these things.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And I spent a lot of money on that. My instinct is to go back to more clients. I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I thought, oh, I'll just add more clients. I added one slot.
That's not bad.
Like one slot. But yeah, the instinct to think that it's almost like remembering, actually spreading out actually will help me in the end,
exactly.
Not the other way around.
Exactly.
But remembering that I will benefit from growing and giving other people on my team clients.
Yes.
That's a huge mind shift. I think that a lot of people, and I know people in the program have talked about.
Hey, do you need help having your solo or group practice stand out from the crowd? Are you looking for a unique way to market that others aren't doing yet? It's creating a niche package. You can have a one-stop shop for clients and offer something niche that draws people in. I can teach you how to do it ethically. Come to my free training. Elevate your therapy practice with niche packages. The link is in the show notes. If you show up live, there's a free bonus and live Q&A at the end. See you there. And I think too, working on your business can be fun. I'm wearing my slippers right now. I'm chilling with my standing desk. I've got my tea, favorite music. So you can do it from home. And I think if you make it fun, then you're like, actually, to make 40%, grow a business and have fun, yes, please.
Okay. My dream years ago when I was a school counselor initially, my dream was I don't want to be stuck in a building all day. I don't want to be stuck in these walls all day. I can go to the coffee shop. I can go
Totally.
I can go be in DC or wherever I am or internationally if I want to.
Yep.
And still be able to run my business.
Exactly.
So of course, it's not all glamour, but there's a lot of beautiful things.
Yes.
And I think, again, for my personality, sitting in the room all those hours, 20 hours, 30 hours a week,
yeah,
it felt that was depressing to me.
It's not a good match. And now you have the freedom to create your day the way that you want. Yes. I love this conversation because I interview people who came in solo, but there's people who come in as a group that is a bit of a mess. I don't know if I would go that far, but did you feel that a bit? Like you didn't have the systems before you joined the program and then you cleaned it up and now it's like flowing better?
Yes. It was a lot of cleanup. It still is.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Yes. We were just saying it's never ending. But yes, it was really interesting because I at first thought, oh, maybe this is the wrong program because so many people were just getting started with. Later on, I realized there were other people in this similar boat. But yes, I think it went from I'm just randomly doing these things because they feel right to, okay, what is my strategy? What are the economics here? What are the systems here so that I don't crumble and burn myself out or burn the business out?
Yeah.
So that was another thing is thinking about the sustainability of the business, not just about me.
Yeah. I heard in a podcast the other day that the business is your baby and taking care of it. Like we all say that because that feels like it, but almost like you should always put it first, like a baby kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like feeding the business first.
Exactly. Definitely feeding the business first if you want it to grow. But everyone listening, you could also feed yourself if you're starving, right? But what I did is I saw the clients because I wanted to continue to invest in this business so it could one day feed me for the rest of my life.
So that actually goes back to your question about my turning point is I did feed the business for probably the first 5 years. I put everything into this baby and it was like all I knew, right? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of parents do that too, right? I put everything into it. I put all my money into it. my time. I was working crazy hours all the time. I was obsessed with it, basically.
Yep.
And then I realized I need to feed, what do I want with my life? Mm-hmm. And so there was a shift of, okay, now, and it's not to say I wasn't taking care of myself. I for sure was, but it was more about what do I really want and what's really important to me. Yeah. So I also wonder if there are times where you're feeding the business first, but then there's also times where we have to put ourselves first. It can kind of be between the two too.
Definitely. I love thinking about creating your life first and then you did it a little bit later, but like everyone listening who's new, and I didn't either, being really clear, what life do I want? And then building and hiring the roles that eventually you'll let go of. So eventually I let go of seeing clients, let go of supervising, and then was just the CEO. But that worked for me. I actually love marketing. Funny enough, I ended up in this role, right? But for somebody else, for you, actually, what do you see long-term for you? Like your role that you, your favorite hat. What's your favorite hat?
Oh, such a good question. So I was actually having a vision a couple of days ago, maybe even yesterday morning. And I do a lot of like visions and manifesting. I know you're a yogi too. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm doing yoga, these things, these ideas just like pop into my mind of what feels right. So I think that for now, I would like to continue to see. Right now I'm seeing about 10 to 12 a week. Sometimes it bumps up a little bit. I'd like to be closer to the 8 or 9 spot.
That's your sweet spot. Yep.
This is in the next, I would say maybe like 12 months. And then the rest of the time, I'd like to really build the practice and focus on the different programs we offer, the different offerings, build my team to really maximize their skills. Cause I think there's so many skills that they have that I also want to help them promote and help them grow in. Because part of this is also we're growing, like we're feeding, not just feeding, but the flower, it needs to be watered. So I need to water their flowers basically.
Yes.
I need they're getting. So I want to really build them up and get them to a confident place. And then honestly, I'd like to open another office.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah. So that.
Oh, and so good.
I'd like to be able to travel while I'm.
Yes, it's doable. 100%. Yes. Okay. I see it. I totally see it. I love what you said that we don't have a group practice without the people and knowing, number one, what their vision is, what they actually want. Because if they can grow within your group practice, why would they ever leave? And I love that you said that because to be honest, it took me a minute to realize that my clients were actually the therapists in my practice. As a leader, they're my clients, their needs. And I, when I let go of clients, it was a really important shift. Like, Nicole, your ultimate goal has to be their happiness. Because if they stay, life is great. And if they don't, there goes everything.
Yes. Your program helped me really hone in on that. It's like I kind of got that. I've seen other practices where people leave and come and go. And there are many reasons for that, of course. Mm-hmm. I always joke, I'd like to think my people will never leave me. You can analyze the attachment issues there. But I definitely think it's true. It's like I invest in them and they are growing. And so they feel good about themselves.
Exactly.
That's so important. And so that is similar to client work, right? I think that was the other thing is learning that it's similar but different. And not everyone likes that. Some people like that. Some people don't.
Yes.
I think we talked about that in the program a little bit.
In our coaching.
Some people prefer the clients, not supervising. Some people prefer the business. And there's different personalities and different desires that we all have.
Yeah. I love that leadership tip. Anybody who's listening, who's on the fence about getting a business coach or taking the leap, maybe they're exactly where you were, where they have a team, but they know it could be optimized. They know it could be next level. What would you tell them?
First of all, I am so glad I took the plunge and joined your program. Totally life-changing, changed my mindset, genuinely changed how I view, like I said, myself as a business owner. So I would tell them it's worth the investment. You talk about this a lot. All the investments that I have put in, and there have been a lot, and it is a big investment, do it. Because one of the things that I think the only thing that helped me grow is that I know that I can't do it alone. I need ideas. I need help from other people. I need other people who have done it before me or who have done it better than me to learn from.
Yes.
I'm just so grateful. There's still a lot of work that I need to do to implement, but
amazing.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. If you think about it, the best people all have coaches. The Michael Jordans, like all the best of the best,
yes.
they all have a coach. All of them.
No one is self-made. Yeah. Everyone has people helping them.
Oh, I love that. So yeah. good. Yeah. One last thing before we wrap up. Is there a favorite book? No pressure. I'm putting you on the spot. Like a business book or just something that helped you. It could be one of the many books that I've told you to read. Yeah, that's helped you shift things.
Yeah. So it's funny. I was suspecting you might ask. So actually, I read The Obstacle is the Way a while ago. I don't know if that's on your list.
No, but it's good.
It's good. And I think that just the idea of, because there's so many challenges and there's so many hard days, there's also days that are easier and more fun and lighter. But that in those challenging moments to lean into the challenge, that's my 2-second summary. So I highly recommend that one. I also think it was helpful to, I'm not fully profit first, but I definitely think, and I know you have some that you work with them in your program. I do think that there are some elements of that were really helpful to help me get my finances organized.
Yes. Just to really put the profitability first, even if it may not be their exact, very detailed system, that it's, wait, what is my profit margin? And let the numbers guide you on your decisions. Because you and I already get the sense, I go a lot with my intuition, because that's truly what I believe. And I teach you guys, because I've taught myself, be data-driven. If you want to go into, because you want another location, it's okay actually sitting down with the accountant and knowing the numbers and going with your gut. It's like this perfect marriage of the two of them.
That's exactly it. You got me. Yeah. You got me to a T. That's exactly it. Yeah. So all of this is adding to my gut and to my intuition, adding some organization and adding some numbers, literally and figuratively, because without those, it is, you don't want to be blind. I think that was a big thing you taught us.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go in blind.
And then you're unstoppable. Then you're truly unstoppable. So amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. If people want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
TheWolfCenter.com, and it's WOLF, TheWolfCenter.com. And you can also email me at Alana, ELANA, at TheWolfCenter.com or admin@TheWolfCenter.com. So we're on social media, follow us, and we love to see everyone.
Amazing. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.